Today's daf is daf Yud Aleph, but we are lagging a bit on Yud Amud Beis. We're at the first wide line down on Yud Amud Beis. The exact Avshalom Niska Besaro. The Mishnah told us that Avshalom became haughty and excited about his beautiful hair that he had in his Midah Keneged Midah. He ended up being hanged by his hair from a tree. He was going on the horse, and he was hanged and ended up dying that way. So the Braisa quote says, Tanur Rabbanan Avshalom Besaro Marad. He rebelled with his hair. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Uchav Shalom Lo Haya Ish Yafe. There's no one as handsome as Avshalom. Ubegalchas rosho, and he would cut his hair. By miketz yamim liyamim, ashigale ki chavid alav, and it was, I guess, at the end of a certain amount of days, he would shave his hair because his hair got very long. Begalchav shakal esar, he cut and took his hair, sar rosho. Masayim shkalim be'evin, I guess, hamelach, he sold them? He sold his hair?
He waited out,
so it was a lot. So Tana in the Braisa says, Evan Sha'anshe Tiveria Vanshe Tsipori Shoklimba. He used the same weight that they would use in these locations. And
it's Shana Lishana. 12 months.
Oh, that was from Avshalom, where we learned it from?
Yeah, we learned it from.
So anyways, he let his hair grow very long and ended up after a year it was very heavy. So the Gemara therefore says, Lefikach, therefore, Nisla Besara, he was hanged by his hair, Shenemar Vayikra Avshalom Lefnei Avdei David, and he was called in front of the servants of David, Vavshalom Rochiv Al HaPeret, he was going on the mule, Vayavo HaPeret Tachas Shovach HaEla HaGdoa, and his hair got stuck on this branch. And he was hanging between the sky and the ground. And the mule left, and he was stuck hanging there. And Shakal Safsir by Lumifske, he wanted to take a scissor or something in order to a sword to cut his hair. And Tanu the baby Arishmal, but also Shaul, that time, that moment, Nivka Shaul mitachtav, and Shaul came from below him and had speared him while he was trying to get himself down from the tree. Vayugaz HaMelech, Vayal Aliyas HaSeir, and the king, Vayugaz got angry. Vayugaz HaMelech, Vayal Aliyas HaSeir, rather, he went on the top of the gate. Vayevkin, he cried, is referring to David HaMelech now. And this is what he said in his walking. Bini Avshalom, bini Avshalom, mitain musi ani tachtecha Avshalom bini. See, he was very upset. He was crying. He was mourning over the loss of his son. Vahamelech laat espanav vayizak hamelech kol gadol. He was very obviously upset. Then he let out a loud scream. Bini Avshalom, Avshalom bini. So hani timnanya bini lama. He said the word bini 8 times. What was the reason for mentioning the word 8 times? So shiva daske mishiva mi dare gehenim. 7 to try to bring him up from the 7, I guess, gates or levels of gehenim. V'idach, the 8th time, ikadamri, there are those who say the karv resha lagabe gufe, in order that his head should be close to the body. I'm not sure exactly what that means.
Emotional attachment, he's bringing his head close to his body, as he said.
It wasn't an actual count, it was just an expression of sadness, you're saying? Rashi says, the karv resha lagavi gufe shahaya rosha mushlach rachok migufa vikirva. It was severed from the body, so he had moved it closer. That was just his expression of sadness. And ikadami, there are those who say, the aiti la'al madase. The 8th one was to bring him to Olam Haba. The 7 benis brought him out of Gehenna. Now he's on a neutral plane. And the 8th one was to elevate him to Olam Haba. That's what it sounds like. So then the Gemara says in the last 2 lines here, lost the place for a second. Viv Avshalom lokach vayatzav lo bechayev, and Avshalom took and he had stationed it in his bechayev. What does that mean? He stationed it. My lokach. What did he take? Amar Reish Lakish shalokach mekach ra laatzma. He took a bad acquisition for himself. Rashi says shalokach mekach ra laatzma vihachi kamar. The pasuk says as follows: Avshalom lokach lo es hamatzeva hazos. Avshalom took this matzeva, bechayev vayatzav lo es hamatzeva asher beimak hamelach. That was in the valley of the king. So I don't really know the context here.
He wanted to ensure himself a good
matzeva
burial place.
Aha. So he acquired it during his lifetime.
Yeah, because he didn't have children.
Aha. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Amar b'chanina, Amar b'chanina bar papa, ba'itza amuka shamalcho shel olam, with a very profound advice from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning what? Dechsiv, as it says, hinini mekim alecha ra mi beisecha. This evil that that Avshalom was rebelling against the house of David HaMelech, he kept the Eitzah. So what's going on here now?
This is when he was chotel with Bathsheba.
Uh-huh.
To explain what happened is the pasuk says, "Ini mekim alecha ra mi betecha ve'lachachti nashecha le'inecha ve'natati le'recha ve'shachav im nashecha."
So this is the continuation of what we said before. So we're saying again.
Because the pasuk goes on, "Et matzeves asher ve'mekamelech."
That's the same pasuk. Papa is a new member.
Yeah, but it's going on the same pasuk, but it's a new member.
The second half of it.
Meaning the pasuk said, "Vayigaz amelech vayal liyat hashar." No. So it says it's going on Ed Matzevet Hamelech.
Okay. Fine, we have to learn Tanakh better. So then the Gemara says, "Kiyotzi b'davar ata omer." In a similar fashion, we find, "Vayishlachayu meimek Chevron," and he sent from the depths of valley of Chevron. It wasn't mean emek there. So again, Amr b'chanina bar Papa. Again, he himself says, "Beitza amuka she'osa tzadik." The referring to in the depths of that Chevron, the depths of the Avos Avram Vinu who was buried there. Shekaver b'Chevron. This is referring to when Yaakov sent Yosef to his brothers. He sent them from the depths of Chevron, from the Eitza amuka of Avram Vinu who was buried there in Chevron. Dechsev yado teida ki ger yezarecha. What does that pasuk have to do with proving this point, though?
Because Shekhen Shlichut Zu Histayma B'Mechirat Yosef.
That's the beginning of the Avdus.
Yeah.
That's the beginning of the Avdus. Really, the second half of the pasuk, it should be Ki Ger Yezarecha Be'eretz Lo Lahem. That's what I mean, referring to the Avdus.
Yeah, because it goes on.
It says, right. Okay, fine. Then the Gemara says, Ki Amar Ein Li Ben. So the pasuk says that I have no son, referring to what I guess Avshalom had no son. V'lo have lebini. Did he not have any children? The pasuk says va'yivaldu l'Avshalom shlosha banim v'vas achas. He had three sons and a daughter. So Amar of Yitzchak bar Avdimi shelo haya lo bein hagun l'malchus. He didn't have an appropriate one that was fit to be a king. Rav Chista Amar kol asorif tivasa shechaver. Rather, Rav Chista Amar Gimiri have a certain mesora kol asorif tivasa shechaver. Somebody who burns the tvu, the grains, the produce of his friend, eino meniach ben liyorsho, will not leave behind him a son to inherit him. V'ihu kal yolidiyov, and Avshalom had burnt the tvu of Yoav. And Dechsev Vayomer El Avadav Ru Chelkas Yoav El Yadi Velo Sham Sorim. He says to his he said, "Go see the Chelik of Yoav, and Lo Sam Asorim, and there you're going to find barley. Lechu Vehatzisu Veish, go light up in fire. Vayatzisu Avde Avshalom Es Hachelka Beish, and they burn it." So I guess the point was maybe he had children, and then they ended up dying.
Right.
Yeah, that's what they say. Okay. So then the Gemara says, "V'chein le'inyan hatova miriam." So now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. The same is true. Just like we have mida keneged mida with respect to doing something bad, we have mida keneged mida with regard to doing something good. And Miriam was the example of that, where she waited for Moshe Rabbeinu to see what was going to be at the end of him being in the teva. So therefore, Klai Yisrael waited for her 7 days when she was mitzaras in the midbar. So midami, are they similar? Hasam chadisra ha'chashiva yamim. They're not comparable. Miriam waited a moment. She waited a few moments until the Moshe's teva went around the bend and she couldn't see anymore until she saw. It wasn't that long. But 7 days, how could it's not mida keneged mida? There's much more of a schar then for the tova. That's not mida keneged mida. It's not exact. So Amar Abai, Eimah le'inyan tova eino kein. It should really be, when it comes to good, it's not the same way. Amar le Rava ha v'chein le'inyan hatova katani. We know this already. Rava says you can't just change the words of the Mishnah. He says it says v'chein. It doesn't say ein v'chein. Ela Amar Rava says what it means to be in the Mishnah is Hachi Katani V'chein Linyan Tova. So too with Tova, with regards to doing something good, the Ba'osa Mida, with that very same measure, Uliola Mida Tova Meruva Mida Separanios. Meaning it's going to be a similar idea, similar concept, but the amount of the magnitude of the Schar will be greater. So in terms of Miriam waited and the Klaisa waited for her, they're equal in terms of the waiting. That's the Mida Keneged Mida. Now the magnitude of the response, that's going to be greater. So, how do we know that Mida Tova Miruba Midas Piranios? But Teisatsev Ochalsa Mirachok. Now the Gemara is going to darshan a lot of psukim that we're familiar with from reading Rashi Al Torah. The pasuk says Vatesatev Achos Merachok, and she was standing from a distance to see what was going to be with her brother Moshe Rabbeinu. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak pasuk zeh kula shel shem Shechina nemar. This is the whole pasuk is referring to the Shechina. Vatesatev Dichsiv Vayavo Hashem Vayisatev Hashem stood, whatever that means. Vachoso Dichsiv and more lachachma Achosiat. That some of the lashon of Achosi and Chachma is referring to a certain element of the Shechina. And when it says Merachok, Dichsiv Merachok Hashem Nirali Ladas, and that pasuk also indicates the word Rachok is also some indication of the Shechina. Ladas, rather, is part of the next part, and she wanted to know. Ladas is also Dichsiv Ki Kel Deos Hashem, it's also a reference to the Shechina. So these are all very deep things which requires a lot of probably Maharshas and other Bnei Yehudas to understand what's really going on here between Chachma and Das and Achosa, and not for now. So then the Gemara says, Ma dichsiv ma is part of the next word. Ma dichsiv ma Hashem elokecha shoa miyemcha. So that's another possibility. It references the Shechina.
Saying ma, right? Are going back on the
post? Yeah, ladas ma. She wanted to know what was going to be ma das ma yase. So ma is also a reference of the Shechina. As the pasuk says, ma Hashem elokecha shoa miyemcha. And then the word yase dichsiv kilo yase Hashem elokim davar. And the word lo is the final part of the pasuk dichsiv vayikra lo Hashem shalom. So there's obviously something very deep going on here. There's no way to understand this in a very superficial way. I don't know more to say than just read it. But okay, something interesting is going on here. Then the Gemara says, "Vayakom el chadash," and a new king had become. Now we're going to the beginning of Shmos, when the new king, they were kind of going backwards now. When a new king became in power, a new power became in power. So Rabbi Shmuel Chadamar Chadosh Mamish, one says there's actually a new king, a new paro came into control, and Chadamar Shinis Chadshuk Zeros. So he wasn't new, but his decrees became new, and that's why it's called Mel Chadosh, because of the Gzeros. So Mandamar Chadosh Mamish Tichsiv Chadosh, the one who says he became a new king, it makes sense. The pasuk says Mel Chadosh. Umandamar Nishinis Chadshuk Zeros. So how could they say, how could you reinterpret Mel Chadosh to be, it was the same king, because the Loksiv Vayamas Vayimlach, it doesn't say, and he died and a new one came. There's no mention of death. So it sounds like the same Paro is still going to be ruling now. It's just the new Gzeros. Asher lo yadas Yosef, and now this king, the Pasuk describes, this new Paro didn't know Yosef. To have a dummy command lo yada leklal. So you have to, if it's a new king, so we understand that he didn't know Yosef, he never met Yosef. But if it's the same Paro, so how do you understand lo yada Yosef? He pretended as if he didn't know Yosef. Vayomer el amo hinei am bnei Yisrael. So the Paro says to his nation, the Mitzrim, we have this nation bnei Yisrael among us. Tanahu hischil beitz tchila l'fikach laka tchila. Since Paro was the one who initiated this discussion of what to do with Klal Yisrael, he therefore was hit first with the punishments.
At this point, Yosef was dead. Though.
Correct. So, no, but he still had a karsa tov.
No, but as Kozman, he was alive. Now that he's dead, he doesn't have to recognize his life.
No, so that's how the Gemara is interpreting it. Right. But Pasha says, Lo Yada Yosef means he never met Yosef. So if you think it's the same Paro, fine. So now the Pasuk says, since Paro was the one who began with these eights, they wanted to decide what to do with Klai,
that you don't know George Washington,
you know, in America. You know of him, right?
So therefore, Lefikach Lakatchila, therefore Paro was the one who was punished first. How do we see this to be true? So the Gemara says, "Who is Chil Beitz Atchila? How do we know he started with the discussion what to do with Am Yisrael?" He said, "Let's speak. Let's speak." He spoke to his nation. What should we do with Bnei Israel? How do we know he was punished first? As the pasuk says, "With you and your nation and all your servants." So he was going to be punished first. Now, according to what David is telling us, it's not true. He may have been punished, but he wasn't killed. He made it all the way during the times of Yonah, apparently, according to Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. And then the pasuk says, "Uhavon nischach malo." Right, so I'm saying according to that mandamar, this Gemara goes against that, which is fine. Two different majashim. "Uhavon nischach malo." So he says, "Let's go. Let's discuss. Let's put our minds to figure out what to do." Lo to him. The Gemara says, "Lo lahem mi bailet." Should be to them, to Klai, so not to the singular. So Amar Rav Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Bov Nichcham LeMoshiim Shal Yisrael. Let's go figure out the Savior of Klai. So what to do with the Savior? B'man Nidonim. In what way is this whoever his Moshiah? We know there's going to be some Moshiah at some point down the line. What's he going to be judged? What's his punishment going to be? Nidonim Be'ish. He's going to be judged with Eish. Kisiv. The pasuk says, "Kinei Hashem Be'ish Yavo." Hashem comes with fire. V'chse Ki Va'ish Hashem Nishpa. And that's how he judges. Or should he come becherev with also a sword? He comes. Ksiv uvecherevo es kol basar. So wait, I may have misread that probably. Let's see.
He's saying, let's try to outsmart the person who's going to save the entity that's going to save them.
Or we can't do it with Eish because Hashem himself is Eish. We can't do it with Cherev because Hashem himself is Cherev. So we can't attack him that way. Ella, boy, when Nidonim can be Mayim, let's go judge him with Mayim. How do we know that water is a good way to punish them? Shekfar Nishba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheinu Mevi Mabul Yolam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already promised he'll never bring another Mabul. Shenem Marki, Minayin, Mein Noach, Zosali, Vigomer. Vehein Einin Yodim, Ryan, so what's going on here? Vehein Einin Yodim, Sheal Kol HaOlam Kula, Einu Mevi, Aval Al Uma Achas, Hu Mevi.
We're making a
cheshbon,
no?
Right, so I'm trying to follow this cheshbon here.
That's why they threw
I think they were scared. They were scared of Mida Kanegad Mida.
They threw the babies in the water.
That's what it is. Mida Kanegad Mida. That's the point. Right. If they killed them with fire, they're going to be attacked with fire. Right. If with sword, but with water, they thought they were protected because the Kadosh Baruch Hu already made a promise they won't bring a Mabul. Very good. So the Gemara says, they didn't realize that with water, the Akash Baruch won't destroy an entire world, but he will destroy an entire nation with water. Inami, who ain't maybe he won't bring, Akash Baruch won't initiate this, aval hein barim v'noflim b'tocha, but they could fall into water that already exists, and which is, we know, as what happened, v'chein hu omer, as the Pasuk says, u'mitzrim nasim l'kaso, and they went out to meet him. What's the context of this pasuk here? They went to go greet. Right, they went to go chase after Klaisel, and they fell them, so they ran themselves into the water. Now, the way we always taught is though, when the Mitzrayim ran into the water was still split, and then the water came back and crashed on them. This seems to indicate they actually ran into the water. Right, where the word of what, you have to say something like that. Marsha apparently talks about something like this. Okay, and Hainu Dama Rabbi Eliezer, this is what Rabbi Eliezer would say, which is what? That my dechsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says, ki b'davar asher zodu alem, b'kedera, that thing that you had rebelled with, that's how you're going to be judged. B'kedera shebishu, the pot that you used to cook, amisol, if you will, b'nispashu, that's how you're going to be punished. My mashmer the high zadu lishna de kederu with lashon of zadu is kederu. What does that mean? Dechsev vayozid Yaakov and Nazir. Right, next week's parsha. This week's parsha. Right, this week's parsha. This week's parsha is. Okay, all right. Next week's parsha is Toldos. Right. So next week's parsha with the brachos. So when he started making the nazid lashon of nazid zadu is lashon of kederu, making something in a pot. So that's what we learn from the pasuk. That kedera, that means that you use right that you. That means the soup, the pot that you use to cook, if you will, Bnei Yisrael, that's the same pot that you're going to be punished with, namely, in this case, Mayim. Am Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba, Am Rebbe Simai, Shlosha, Hayubo, So Aitza. There are three people who were involved in the advice to Paro. Bilam, Iyo, V'Yisro.
This is the only Gemara that talks about these...
Gemara, it's in Hedjanos, at the end, Perka Chalef, yeah. So Amr Bichir Bar Abba Amr Bishimai Shlosha Hayubosa Eitza Bilam Iyov Yisro Bilam Sheyatz Bilam who gave advice Narag he was killed since he was played more of an active role was done to him Iyov Sheshosak Iyov stayed quiet he was passive Nidon Bisurim he wasn't killed but he was still punished with a terrible tzaros Yisro Shebarach Yisro ran away he didn't want to be involved in this Zochu Mibnei Bonov Sheyashu Belishchas Hagazus he was Zochu that his great grandchildren would be sitting in the Sanhedrin in the base of Migdash Shenemar as the Pasuk says U'mishpechos Sofrim Yoshve Yavatz Taresim Shmasim Sukasim Hema Kinim Habasim Achmas Avi Beis Rechav U'ksiv Hu's Bnei Keni Chosim Chosim Moshe so we see from this whole lineage drawn back from the Sanhedrin goes all the way back to Yisro. Gemara now says, "V'nilcham banu v'alo min ha'aretz v'alein." V'nilcham banu v'alo min ha'aretz. So this is referring to what? This is the end of.
So they're going to fight against us, so they're going to come up.
It's a
continual.
Yeah, this Shmos, no? Yeah, no Shmos. Beginning of Shmos when he's trying to figure out what to do with them. So Paro says, "Let's have the advice." Right. So we have the advice here. So he says they're going to come attack us and destroy us. We have to weaken them before they're strong enough to break free. So it's again Vinilcham Banu Va'alam and Arts and Va'alam and he will go up from the Va'alam Bale. It should be and they will go up, not or rather Aleinu us that they're going to remove us from the ground from the land. It shouldn't say Allah. It should be Aleinu. So Amar Biaba Amar Kana Kadam Shemikalal Es Atzmo V'Tola Klalasa B'Chaveru. It's like a person who curses his friend. Rather, he curses himself and he's being told the klal on his friend. What's that mashal there?
He didn't want to say the words, we will be driven out of the land.
Uh-huh.
Because that would be like bad luck or something.
Uh-huh, okay. Okay, fine. So he said, and that nation and it, they will be removed. Then the Gemara says, V'yasimu alav sari masim, sorry, misim, they should place upon them these different taxes and having to build all the different buildings. So alayhemi barle, it should be on them, not on him, on them, on the rabbim of Klal Yisrael. So tana debe rabbi Elazar, rabbi Shimon, melamin sheviu, melabin, malbein, v'talalo b'leparo, b'tzavaro. They brought, what, a brick and had it hanging on the neck of Paro. V'chol echar v'echar mi'Yisrael shamar lehem istanisani. Any Jew who would say, I'm an istanis, Amrullah, Klumistanis also Yosem Paro. Paro's walking around with a brick around his neck, so you can't tell me you don't want to get dirty.
I think it's the mold to make the brick.
The mold itself?
I think so.
Okay, so that would be the mold. So the mold, one of these tools being used to build, you can't say that you're an istanis, because you can't be a greater istanis than Paro. Paro walks around with one of these around his neck.
Were they given a choice,
though? Well, the point, initially, they were...
The first day, right. Paro himself went to work, I think.
So then the Gemara says, sorry, misim, what sorry, misim mean? Davar shemesim, something that places. So it says Rashi, sorry, mesim, misim, davar shemesim, ridoy, shel shuma, shemargilin, umasimin la voda, veosa melabin, shatal lohaya, lisa, ridoy, shel hashama. What does this mean?
How did the Paro? Is that how they answer? Because he put something on his neck. He's Allah.
Yeah, exactly. Vayasimu Allah, they placed it on him, on Paro himself.
Paro, meaning that he himself would be the one who would be working.
Right.
Like
that they were estimating the capabilities of the Rebbe Nolan.
Say that again.
Is it that they were shuma from the estimating? They were estimating their.
Yeah, well, so how do we touch that though? Sorry, misim davar shemesim. Something that places. Not, I don't think it's mesim, I think it's mesim the way it says it here.
Thing that coerces.
Davar.
This refers to the mold that was hung on Paro's neck. It's called. The thing is called the davar mesim because Paro used it as a symbol to force the Jews to work.
Uh huh. Okay. Yeah, okay. So mason, it places upon someone some type of okay. The Gemara now says Lamana noso besivlosam, in order that they should be in pain in their working. So the Gemara says anosami barle, it should be said anosam, not anoso. So the Gemara says Laman anoso leparo besivlosam di Yisrael. No, the anosa by hanging it on the neck again a paro with the sivlosum of Bnei Yisrael, in order to cause them to have greater pains in their work. Even Ari Miskinos Lefaro, and they built these buildings, these cities for Paro. Rabu Shmuel Chadamar Shem Misaknos Es Baleim. It would fall. It would destroy. It would make them be sakana. It would be dangerous for them. Things would fall down and endanger the workers there. And Chad Amar 1 says, Shemimaskinos es balen, Damar Mar kol osik b'minyon mismaskin. He became ani, apparently mismaskin makes ani, becomes poor. He's busy working and he can't make much money off of what he's doing. That's Lashon of miskinos. Either it's dangerous or it made him poor.
It seems from here that it's more to the mission because of that they died and they died.
It ended up very good. The masters are the ones who ended up getting killed.
Oh, so that's what Rashi said. Rashi says referring to the Mitzrayim.
Yeah.
So either they became poor, or they became endangered.
Or impoverished. Is it impoverished then? No? The Alvamos?
Yeah.
Play nuts,
no? That's the second. The first approach is endangered, then the second one is they made them poor.
Because then Israel took all their older rachush when they left.
Okay, then the Gemara says, as Pison Ves Ramses, Rabbi Shmuel Chadamar Pisos Pisom Shema. It's called Pisom. V'lama Nikra Shema Ramses Rishon Misroses. Because says Rashi, the first wide line, three lines up from the bottom here. Rishon Misroses Kishayibonim Ktas Hayah mitzroses v'nofel. When they'd build, a little bit would fall. It'd sink. The chosim and monim v'nofel. They continue to build and sink and sink and sink. That's the lesson of mitzroses. And chad amar, really the name is Ramses, Shema. V'lam nikra Shema pisom. Sherishon rishon pitom bolo. Here also it would be swallowed by the ground. Either way.
Frustrating experience.
Right. As they inflicted more pain in Klai Yisrael, they would multiply corresponding to the pain they received. It should be, not that they will, yirba, it should that they actually were, describing what had happened in the past, not what will be. Tamar Shlakish, Lakish explains, Ruach HaKodesh is Brath Rasan, Ken Yirba V'chein Yifrotz. It's Ruach HaKodesh, says Rashi, Ruach HaKodesh mibesar Rasan until Yisrael, it was an announcement, it was a basur for them, Vomer l'mitzriyim, ein moel lachem, kein yirbe, tamen v'chein yifrot. It's not going to work for you, they're going to forever multiply and continue to exist. It says the Gemara now, Vayikotsu b'pnei b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael, this is referring to the mitzriyim, they were disgusted. Milamet shahu domim b'neim kikotzim, that the mitzrim viewed b'nei Yisrael as thorns in their eyes. This bothered them. Rashi says the last line here. V'yakot v'yikutu haya domim lehen ki'ilu einehem. The goof on Milaim Kotzen, it was as if their eyes and their bodies were filled with thorns. Birosim Yisrael Parmer V'rabim. As they saw B'nai Yisrael continuing to multiply, this had really bothered them. Vayavidu B'nitzrayim Es B'nai Yisrael. And the B'nai Yisrael, rather the Mitzrayim, had continued to enslave them Beferech, in hard labor. What does that mean? Rabbi Elazar Amar Beferach, with a soft language, where Rashi says Beferach on the top here, Mashkom B'dvarim B'vizchar Acher Gilu Lavoda. First, they were very nice to them. They gave them money, they paid for it, until finally they became used to working. And the other one thinks, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmani Amar Befricha, says Rashi, Befricha b'shivron guf umasnim v'chazaka. They would give their back-breaking work in order for them to, that's what they did. So two opposite approaches, how they were nice in the beginning, or maybe they were really very difficult to them in the beginning. Then the Gemara says, "Vaymararu es chayem v'avoda kasha." They were very their chayem were very was very bitter from the difficult work that they were doing. B'chomer b'levenim. So Amar Rava b'tchila b'chomer b'levenim. Initially, they were given all the cement and then the bricks, all the necessary things they needed to build these cities. U'vasof. In the end, though, u'bechol avoda basada. They had to go out to the sada. They had to go plow and work the land to build, make the bricks that they needed in order to build. As kol avodasim asher avdu behem befarach, all the work that they had done befarach. So Amar Rabbi Yishmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan shayu mechlifin melechas anashim lanashim umlechas anashim lanashim. They had switched around the men's work for the women's work and the women's work for the men's work. So says Rashi. Rashi doesn't say anything here. Which particular melechas they were switching?
Men would knead dough and bake and do the baking, and the women would chop the wood.
Okay. So that's what it means. So he's interpreting the words here. What? Befarech. How is he getting this from the pasuk here? As kol avodosam, the drasha is avodosam. That extra word, kol avodosam. They were all the work was even the work they were used to doing was hard because they were no longer doing the work they were used to. They were doing the women's work and the men and the women were doing the men's work. Ulamandamer Nami Hassan, the one who holds there, Biferach, Hocha Vadai Bifricha. The one who learned Farach in the earlier Pasuk certainly will learn Pricha in this Pasuk here.
Right, at this point it really was.
Right, there are two, it says Farach two times. One was before Perach, and here's referring to Pricha. Darish of Avira, Bishar Nashim Tzidkanios, Shayu Bosa Ador, Nigalu Yisomi Utraim, because the wonderful Tzedekos Tzidkanios that we had in those generations, we were Zocha to be redeemed from Benitzraim. Bishash Shahal Chalsa Shov Maim, Makadish Baruchu, Mizamin Lem Dogim, Kitan Bechadeim, when they would go draw water to drink, Makadish Baruchu added a little bonus with them, there were some fish, small fish within the water. Bishavos Mechsa Maim, Mechsa Dogim, and they would have half, they pour half water and half fish, They would draw rather half water, half fish. And they'd pour it into two kederos, one of water, one of fish. And they'd bring them to their husbands who were working so hard in the sod, in the fields. And would bathe them. And would put oil on them. And feed them. And give them to drink. And they engage them in tashmish. Because of that zechus they had, they're zochah to have the biza, the spoils of Mitzrayim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, kan feyona nechba bekesef vevroseh birakrak charetz. So what's that drasha here? So in the kan feyona, the wings of a yona, the nechba bekesef. The nechba means, I think, to like hover, hovering in silver, and ever said that the limbs be rakrak charetz, with yakrak is lashon of gold sometimes. So because of the things that Yisrael, who was compared to Yonah, for the things that they did, they were zocha to silver and kesef, so silver and gold. I think. The Chavin Shemis Abros, both since they became pregnant, both the Batayim, they went to their homes. The Chavin Shemagiyaz Man Molida, Moldehan, once it was time for them to give birth. Holochos Vyoldos, beside that, they went to the fields. Tachas Atapuach, below the Tapuach, Shenemar Tachas Atapuach, or Rosech of a Gomer. It's a pasuk where in Shir Shirim. Right. Okay. Vakarish Baruch Hu Shalach Mishmei Marom Mishemankir Mashpir Olson Kichaya Zu Shemash Paris as Vlad. And Vakarish Baruch Hu sent them something, someone who's able to, I guess, tend to the newborn child just as a wild animal does in the field. A wild animal doesn't need a doctor or anybody, a midwife to help out. So these women were had the zechus of Vakarish Baruch Hu making sure that children would be okay. Shenemar Zapotik says, Omel Dotecha Bayom Ha Holedes Hoscha Lo Kras Sarcha V'mayim Lo Rachatz Lemishai. It's a pasuk that appears in Yecheskel. So this is describing that they didn't need any help when they were giving birth in the fields. They would collect together
two round slime.
Slime. Two coins?
Cane and kikar.
Like one of oil, one of honey? What does it mean, two slime?
I think two loaves of bread. It looks like kikarot is loaves of bread, no?
It may be like a plate or something. Maybe like a round plate that they would put oil and honey on. Shenemar, as it says, vayenikeu dvash misela v'shemen v'gomer. And they placed honey and oil on the sela, on the rock. V'chevin shemakirin behen mitzrim. Since the mitzrim realized all of this, bon lahorgan, they wanted to kill them. V'nasalem nes, it performed a nes, uvenivlam bekarka, and they were swallowed up, the mitzrim got swallowed up in the ground, uvenivin shvarim v'chorshin agavim, and they brought the oxen, and they started plowing over that area. The children were swallowed up in the ground.
Right.
The children got swallowed up.
The children were like,
and then the mitzrim brought ox to try to plow over and kill them. Shenemar agavi charshu chorshim. La'achas sheholchen, after the mitzrim left, hayu mivatzpitzim the yotzin keisav hasadah. They grew back. They came up, popped out of the ground like grass. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, pasuk appears in Yechezkel, ruvava kitemach hasadah nisatich v'tarbi. And since they started growing up, is it, yeah? Now, once these children became bigger and they had groups, adarm adarm in the levatim in the houses, shenema vartirbi v'tigdili v'tavoi badi adam. There were groups, many, many children that were born in and grew up in this way. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was revealed in Yamsuf, they were recognized the Shekhinah first. They noticed first because they themselves apparently experienced Nisim. They were sensitive to Nisim, so they were the first ones to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said to the Jewish midwives here that Rabbi Shmuel Chadamar Isha Bita Chadamar Kala V'Chamosa. One says it was a mother and daughter. One says it was a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law.
Ship from Pula, right?
So man, damar isha bita, one who says his mother and her daughter, that was Yochevedah Miriam.
I made that every mistake for 30 years. For 30 years, and this, the next pasuk says vatirena. So if you look at the word, I read it vatirena. If you look at it, there's no segel on, the segel's on the resh, it's not on the aleph. And it changes the whole meaning of the word. Vatirena, vatireno or vatirena?
It should be under the resh, vatirena.
Because it's a lashon of yura. Not of Re'iyah.
Right, Tirena Amigalah doesn't
sell
him,
right? 30
okay, I guess.
Thank God for the 31st.
30 no, and a kid was reading it. The kid was reading it for his bar mitzvah part. And when he said it, it hit me like a brick. I said, really? I went to look and he's right. 30 right. years, I made a mistake.
He won't make the mistake
and
ever
then,
again.
And then the next year I heard my father read it. He was reading it for 55 years. And he made the same mistake. So I went over to him. It's hard to see.
Okay, I'm sure.
It's not a joke.
I'm sure
it happened.
Fine. So again, so the Gemara says, who were the two Mialados? It was either the daughter, mother and daughter, which is Yochevedah and Miriam, and Ma'adam or Kalav Yochamol. So one who says the daughter-in-law and mother-in-law, Yochevedah Velisheva, is Yochevedah and her daughter-in-law Elisheva, the wife of Aaron. So Tanya, Keman, Damar, Isha, Bita. There's a brayse that supports the opinion that it was a mother and a daughter, namely Yochevedah and Miriam. The Tanya, Shifra, Zu Yochevedah. V'lama Nikra, Shema, Shifra. If her name was really Yochevedah, why'd she call Shifra? Shemisha Paris, it's the Vlad. She would be, make nice and make the Vlad look nice and pleasant. Davar Acher, Shifra, Shepar V'Rabu Yisrael B'Yamem. Because maybe during her time, so she was overseeing all the children, there were many, many children being born during her time there. Pua, Zu Miriam. V'lama Nikra, Shema, Pua. Shaisa, Pua. She would mean Pua. Pua, I think Rashi says like she would like coo to the children. Rashi says, Tzuekes, she would scream. She would, I think not in a bad way. The Rashi says, no, it's that earlier one. Shehayasa Pua Levlad, Mishashes, Osa Kederch, Shemishakin Litinokos, Bidvarm Arevim Lishasha. You would coo to the child and speak nicely to the baby. That's why she was called Pua. Right. Maybe. Davar Acher, Pua Shaisa, Pua Burach HaKodesh. She would scream, says Rashi, in Ruach HaKodesh. Vomeris HaSida, Imi Shetelet Ben Shemoshias Yisrael. I know for sure she had the Ruach HaKodesh that her mother is going to give birth to the ultimate savior of Klai Yisrael, which of course we know is true, Moshe Rabbeinu. Then the pasuk says, "Vayomer biyad chenes hevrios v'gomer," and he said, "When they would give birth, when the Jews would give birth, I want you to kill them." So my avanim, what?
Ha'ovnayim.
Right, all of nine, right, all of nine. When they would give birth on the birth stone, that's when you should kill them.
So
my ovnayim. What does it mean ovnayim? So Amar Rabbi Chanan simon gadol maser lehem. He gave a big simon to them. Amar lehem b'shah shekaras leled. The moment she's crouching to give birth, yirchoseh mitzanenes kavanim. The thighs become cold and hard like a rock. This damri, others say kedichsev ve'ered beis hayotzer v'hinei hu osem lacha al havnaim. Ma yotzer zeh yerech mikan v'yerech yerech mikan v'sadan be'emsa. Af isha yerech mikan v'yerech mikan v'havlad be'emsa. So, or perhaps another way, I'm not sure the chiddush here. We're trying to explain, but somehow when she's in the process of giving birth, the thighs become cold and hard like a rock, it seems. And they bring another pasuk that seems to indicate the same idea. Okay. Im benhu, so the continuation of power says, if she's giving birth to a son, v'him tinoso, hami tinoso, kill them. Samar b'chanina, simen gadol masar lehem, he gave another simen, ben panav lamata, bas panel lamala. Apparently, it was back then at least, when the son is born, it faces down, and when the daughter is born, the face is up. How do you have that? What's the how do you see that from the pasuk here? How do you see that from the pasuk here? It's supposed to be a simon he gave to them. How do you know if it's a boy or a girl? From his language here.
Told them that there's a distinction between boy and girl, so there has to be somebody who could differentiate.
Uh-huh. Okay. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Vatirena Hamiladosa Elokim, Vatirena, right? And they feared HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'lo'asa Kasher Diber Aleim. They did not listen to what Paro told them to do. Alahen, Mibarle. It shouldn't say Elehen, it should say Lahen. So Amar Biyosi, Rabbi Chanina, Milamed Shetavon Lidvar Avera, Velo Nistavu. They wanted to do the Avera, but they didn't.
He was still there then.
Right. He tried getting him to do an aver, but they didn't.
With him.
What? With Parah. And they helped bring the children alive and help them live more. Tana lo dying shelo hemisos, and it's not enough that they didn't only kill them. Ella shayu must speak as a mayim here.
I think the pshat is that they maneuvered the baby so they came out face up, so that they wouldn't kill them. So they disguised the, because they had to kill the men, the boys.
Right.
So I guess the Mitzrayim were looking if they were born face up or face down. If they were born face down, they'd kill them.
Where do you see your?
I don't know.
I mean, all he says there's a simon. Before he said there's a simon, but we didn't see anywhere yet, at least, that they had switched them during birth. He's going back to a few lines earlier.
But I'm saying it
says Amar Rabbi Chanina Siman Gadol.
But the Chayana Sayaladim, right? What? So they.
Oh, so we ran out. That's the we didn't see there. We didn't get there yet. Let's read what he says now. But the Chayana Sayaladim. So he wants to make them alive. So what does this mean? So the Gemara says Tana Lo Dayin Shelo Hamiso Asam. It's not enough that they didn't kill the children. Ela Shayu Maspikas LeMayinu Mazon. That he gave them. They also helped them. They didn't just like stay and play neutral. They actually gave them food and drink. So Rashi says, "V'tachayena, havle lemichtav lo hemisu." They didn't kill. Why did it say they proactively helped them live? V'tachayena, mashpe shayum asayin lehachayosan shayum tomnos osan bevatein megadlos osan. They would hide them and feed them in the house. But there's no mention here that they actually switched them around, though. The Mitzrayim were not standing over there during the times of birth. Then the Gemara says about Tom Renda Hamiyala, those says El Paro, Kilo, Kinoshim, and Gomer. Paro says, what are you doing, letting them all live? So he says, we have no control. They're different. These Jewish mothers are very different. They're like animals in the wild. They're able to give birth on their own. My Chayos, what does it mean they're Chayos? Ilema Chayos, Mamish, are they Mamish like a wild animal? Atu Chaya, Milo, Tsicha, Chaya, Chrisal, Alada. There's a Chaya, oh wait, Chaya here means Miyaladus, not Chaya, an animal. Chaya is also the same word used for a midwife. Are the mamash like midwives? They give. Exactly. So in the lashon of a midwife. So even midwives, when they give birth, also need another midwife to help them out. So it can't be referring to chayos. Ela amrulo umazuk techaya nimshlo. This nation is compared to chaya, referring to a wild animal. Yehuda gur arye don yehidan nachash naftali ayle shlocha yisacha chamor garam yosef bichor shor binam and zev yitraf dechsevei. Where's that pasuk? Let me get it right. Right, that which is written by is written. It's mentioned that which is not written by. There's another pasuk that tells us. Ma imcha levaya ben arayos. Ravza. Oh,
your mother's a lioness between lions.
So they're all included. They're all animals, even though certain ones were specified. They're all animals. So therefore, they're able to give birth on their own, like any other animal in the wild.
You
have a daven, right? I daven downstairs, actually. Okay, so let's get to the three dots then. Gemara says, "Vayihi ki yiru amiyala dos es halakim vayasu lem batim." So, in response to the great yeshmaim that they displayed, they were rewarded with batim. What does batim mean? Rav Shmuel Adamar batikuna ulavia. One says they were zocha to kuna ulavia, which came, of course, from Yocheved, and Chadamar Biti Malchus, Bati Malchus, one was the house of kings. Mandamar Bati Kuna Velevi, Aaron Moshe, came from Yocheved. Mandamar Bati Malchus, David Nami Miriam Kasi, David came from Miriam. How do we know? Dechsiva Tamas Azuva, Vaikach Lo, Kalev Es Ephras, Vatela Lo Es Chor, Uksiva David Benisha, Ephrasi Vigomer. So following the whole lineage here, it turns out Miriam was a matriarch of the kings. Okay, we'll stop here. We did some nice Rashi al-Tara.
Oh, yeah.